Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. President Joe Biden will debate rival Donald Trump in Atlanta on Thursday at CNN's headquarters in Georgia, as a considerable slice of the electorate remains undecided.
I just want to know what the policies are going to be with regard to the economy, with regard to the problems this country is facing.
The face-off will be the earliest presidential debate in modern U.S. history and a critical event for both candidates.
I'm going to be looking for which candidate, you know, answers very confidently, who's bringing, like, truth to the story. And I think there's a lot of light that needs to be shed against both candidates. And I feel like the excitement's really building up on that.
It will include two commercial breaks, no props, and muted microphones when the other candidate is speaking to head off a repeat of their often raucous 2020 debates.
I'm interested to see how the candidates react to not having a crowd there and to the microphones being cut off. That's going to be an interesting dynamic.
Biden and former President Trump are neck and neck in national opinion polls. European Union leaders signed a security agreement with Ukraine on Thursday, kicking off a two-day summit, at which they will also set a strategic course for the EU for the next 5 years. Leaders meeting formally for the first time since the European elections gave a warm welcome to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who appealed for further help against Russia.
Putin tried to expand the war by launching a new offensive. Thanks to the bravery of our people and the decisions of you, of our partners, we stopped this. But this new Russian offensive proved that the existing pressure on Russia is not enough.
The agreement is intended to complement other similar agreements sealed between Ukraine and its allies as it continues its defense against Russia's invasion. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, VOA.